Morning on this Easter Sunday.
在复活节的早上，大家好。
And one time the Lord has asked his disciples.
有一次主问他的门徒。
Who do you say that I am?
你们说我人子是谁？
And Peter answered quickly.
彼得很快的就回答。
And he said, "You are the Christ, the living Son of God."
他说你是基督，是活神的儿子。
And what a marvelous gospel it is for us to read this.
这是何等奇妙的神的话。
Jesus Christ is the Christ.
耶稣基督就是他是基督。
And he is the Son of the living God.
他是活神的儿子。
And then he continued to bless Simon Barjona. Simon Barjona.
然后主耶稣就祝福西门巴约拿。
And he said, "Oh Peter."
他说彼得。
The God will build his church upon you.
神要在
神要把他的教会
建造
在
磐石上。
And when the Lord said this rock, that means Peter.
主耶稣这个石头就是指彼得。
And Peter's name has twofold of meanings.
彼得的名字有两个意思。
Yes, on the surface it means the rock.
一个是石头。
But actually this rock represents the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这一个石头启示主耶稣他自己。
This rock also represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这一个石头 也预表着主的复活。
Therefore, whenever we read of the church building, in the Bible,
当我们读到教会在圣经里面读到教会历史的时候
，and we know that we can never leave these two basic facts.
我们知道我们必须在这两个根基上。
That is, without the revelation of Jesus Christ, there is no church building.
若是没有耶稣基督的启示，就没有教会。
And without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no church building.
若是没有耶稣基督的复活，也没有教会。
And these two things are not from man.
这两件事不是从人来的。
It has to be from the Heavenly Father.
必须是从天上的父来的。
And therefore, whenever we draw near to the words of the living God,
所以每次当我们来读神的话的时候
we want him.
我们需要他。
We want to listen to him.
我们要来听他的话。
And we have often listened to man.
我们常常听人的话。
As we listen to man, we find fault.
当我们听人的时候，我们觉得有很多的错误。
And we say, "He does not fully understand this truth that I know."
我们觉得他并不了解真正的意思。
And then, therefore, we have a lot of differences among Christians.
有时候就在这样子，就在基督徒中间有许多的不同。
Our knowledge, our experience are not good enough to build up the church.
我们的知识和经历并不能来建造教会。
Only the revelation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is building the church up.
只有耶稣基督的启示和他的复活才能建造教会。
And as we make sure this is the thing in our hearts,
我们必须认识这是在我们里面的一件事。
Then we say, "Oh Lord, reveal yourself."
然后我们就会说，主啊，求你向我启示你的自己。
Teach me the significance of resurrection in my own life.
把复活的真理说在告诉我。
And as we have been talking about the subject, let each man must be careful how he builds on it.
当我们继续讲个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
We have been quoted from this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 9-11.
在哥林多前书三章九到十一节。
And I have tried to explain this passage little by little here and there.
我试着一点一点地解释这个章节。
And as I read on in this passage again every week,
当我每一周继续读这一章节的时候，
it's so marvelous that I feel that the Lord is continuously speaking in my heart.
很稀奇，主继续在我的里面向我说话。
And I am a nobody.
我是没什么了不起。
And I'm considered foolish many times by my relatives.
有时候我的亲戚也觉得我很愚拙。
And there is nothing I can boast about my own accomplishment in life.
我所成就的没有什么可夸口的。
And in fact, one time I boast about my accomplishment.
有一次我夸我的自己。
Then I found out that I felt very proud of that fact.
然后我发现我非常的骄傲。
But nobody cared.
但是并没有人在乎。
And this is how human relating to each other.
这就是人与之间的关系。
What I consider very a wonderful and outstanding achievement.
我觉得是很奇妙、很稀奇的一个结果。
Other people say so what?
那别人并不以为然。
So I was disappointed.
所以我非常的失望。
And I say, how come you don't know me?
我会说你怎么不认识我呢
？How come you don't know what it took for me to achieve that?
你怎么不知道我花了多少的心血才达到这个程度
？And for quite a long time, I was bitter.
很长的时间我里面非常的苦读。
I say, yeah, I don't have a PhD.
我觉得是的，我没有博士学位。
Yeah, I don't have much money.
我也没有许多的金钱。
And I don't even have any too much possession.
我也没有什么财物、财宝。
But I did this, didn't you know?
但是我做了这件事，难道你不知道吗？
People say, so what?
然后人说，那又怎样？
And it is hard when people don't identify with our own pride.
但如果人不认同你所你自己所 以为 是的那是非常痛苦的。
It is so hard to let go of our own pride.
要放下我们自己所以为的也是很痛苦的。
And on the surface, we make casual friends.
在表面上好像我们是朋友。
And, you know, we say, oh, how are you? And are you doing fine?
那我们可以彼此问候。
And as if we cared.
好像我们很关心对方。
But after a while, I open up my heart.
可是到有一天我把我自己的心向他打开
And I find out that people don't really care.
然后我发现人并不在乎
So we must know that things like this keep on happening on, around me and around my of everyone.
这样的事情在我们每天生活里面常常发生
And a lot of times we say, so what? You don't care for me, I don't care for you. We walk different ways.
有时候我们觉得没什么关系你不在乎我我也不在乎你
And because we're in America,
我们在美国
and everybody is quite individualistic.
每个人都是很个人的，很
And we are very independent of each other.
我们也都很独立
And most of us came as an immigrant to this state.
我们都是从别的地方移民到这个国家的
And we need not anybody else to help us.
我们不需要别人来帮助我们
We make our own world.
我们自己会来创造我们自己的一片天地。
And we make our own achievements.
我们也自己会达到我们要达到的。
So whenever there is a disagreement happening around the people,
当在人中间有不同意见的时候
then you find out that they go separate ways.
然后你就发现人就各走各的路。
But it is not so in the eyes of the apostle.
但是在门徒的心里面却不是这样子。
And in the eyes of Paul, he says that we must be fellow workers together.
在保罗的心中他说我们必须是与神同工的
And we must come to understand what is the abiding dwelling that the Lord is seeking for.
我们必须明白到底这一个居所 是怎样的居所
It is not by your work,
并不是人所做的工
but by the grace of the living God.
乃是活神的恩典
And we talked about what grace was last week.
上个礼拜我们讲到恩典是什么
And grace is the free gift.
恩典是一个白白的礼物。
And if for any of us who don't remember what we talked about last week,
如果你不记得上周我们所讲的
perhaps we can listen to that message again.
也许我们可以再听一遍那个信息。
But we must go on to this new message today.
但是我们今天要讲一篇新的信息。
And we want to talk about what is the wisdom of this wise builder.
我们要讲到到底这一个聪明的工头他的智慧是什么。
And what is wisdom?
智慧到底是什么
Now, if grace is the free gift of God,
如果恩典是神的白白的礼物
and then wisdom is to know the God who gives the grace.
那智慧就是要我们来认识这一位赐恩的神
And there is not too many wise that is being chosen.
没有太多有智慧的人被神拣选
And let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们请我们读哥林多前书第一章
And we'll read from 26 to 31. Together. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, the righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And when Paul has said this,
当保罗讲到这一句话,
then I find every one of us hopeful, mostly me.
然后我发现我们每一个人都是很有盼望的,
and remember, I was used to be prideful of my own achievements.
以前我对我自己的成就非常的骄傲。
That does not happen before I was saved only.
这并不只是在我信主之前。
Even after I was saved, I was still holding on to that boast.
当我信主之后，我仍然抓住这样的 夸口。
So one day I received a calling from the Lord.
当有一天主呼召我出来。
And the Lord said, "You must come out to serve me."
主说你必须要出来服侍我。
And I say, "But I have a very good career."
然后我告诉主，我有一个很好的 事业。
And the Lord said, "No, we need you now."
主说不，我现在就需要你。
And I say, "Let me think about it."
我说让我想一想。
So I thought about it for a long time.
我就想了很久,
but I could not understand why.
但是我并不明白为什么。
And so one day, as usual, I went to a Bible study.
当有一天我照常去了一个, 读经聚会。
And we were reading the book of Gideon, the Judges on Gideon.
我们在读士师记讲到基甸。
And as we all know, the book of Judges is happening at the time of a lot of confusions.
士师记在那时候正是在 许多混乱的时候写的。
And God's people were under great oppressions by the Midians.
神的百姓被米甸人欺压。
And we just read the Bible as usual that night.
我们照常的读圣经。
And all of a sudden,
忽然,
and I have this thought that lightened up in my heart.
有一个光照在我的心中。
Because I saw how Gideon was in the same position as I was.
我看见基甸好像和我在同一个地位上。
And what position Gideon was in that time?
基甸那时候到底在什么样的地位上?
And Gideon thought there was no hope.
基甸觉得是没有盼望的时候。
And I said, wow, there was no hope.
我就说这样，我在没有盼望的时候。
And Gideon thought that what is the use of one man serving the God, serving the Lord?
基甸觉得说一个人来侍奉神到底有什么用？
Even God called him clearly.
就算神呼召我出来。
And he had heard that God had called him clearly.
他也很清楚地听见神呼召他。
And I say, yeah, that's me.
那我觉得呀，那就是我。
And then I realized Gideon was not a very casual believer of God.
然后我发现基甸并不是一个很普通来相信神的人。
And as God had called him,
当神呼召他的时候,
he really could not believe it himself.
他完全不能够相信。
So what did he do?
他到底做什么了?
So he asked for proof from the Lord.
他就向神求印证。
And of course, not to tell about the story of Gideon.
我并不是要讲基甸的故事。
And if any of us interested, you can go look up that passage in Judges.
如果你有兴趣，你可以回去看士师记。
But then what I found it identical to me is that I say, yeah, I could find proof too.
然后我发现和与我相同的是，我觉得我也可以来向神求印证。
I said, if God had answered Gideon then,
如果那时候神应许了 以基甸,
then God will answer me today.
那今天神也可以照样回答我的问题。
Only if I'm also called like Gideon.
除非只有唯有我如果真的是像基甸那样被神呼召。
So with that thought flashed through my heart.
所以那样的想法从我里心思中转经过。
All of a sudden I was delivered from my own worries.
忽然我就从我所有的 担忧中被解释放出来。
And for 1.5 years long, I abandoned the thought of serving the Lord full time.
我有一年半的时间，我不愿意出来服侍。
Because I had prayed a prayer and then I just let it go. I say, if God, you hear my prayer and you want to prove that I am supposed to be serving you, then you will make this thing work.
因为我向神祷告说，如果神是你自己要我出来服侍，你就自己会做。
And I don't mean to tell this testimony of myself.
我也并不是要告诉你们我这一个见证。
But the point is not to boast about anything.
重要的是不要 不要在任何事上夸口。
So I think the Lord is forbidding me to say more.
所以神也不愿意我再多说。
But with this one finishing thought on this point.
但是我要说的是。
After 1.5 years,
过了一年半的时间。
The Lord answered my prayer exactly the way I asked for.
主回答了我的祷告，就像我向他求的那样。
And he had proven to me that he is true.
主证明了他是真实的。
And I want to boast about this one point following.
我要在这一点上来夸口。
Gideon, when he found out that God had called him and then had proven that he was wanted by God,
基甸知道说神呼召他，神也向他证明了。
Gideon just came out and then become mighty leader for the Lord.
基甸就出来成了神大能的勇士。
But this unworthy person today that you're looking at,
但是今天这一个不配的人，
when I all of a sudden realized that God had answered my prayer of impossible circumstance,
我发现神在不可能的情况下回答了我的问题。
My first reaction is, uh-oh.
我第一个反应是 uh-oh.
I resisted it still.
我仍然向神抵抗。
Because I really, really enjoy my career.
因为我非常非常想喜欢我的事业。
And I was considered quite successful at it.
我也觉得自己在这里很在那里很有才干。
And I was a rising star in my profession.
我好像是一个刚刚起来的明星。
And that was...What I was boasting about all the time.
这就是我一直在夸口的。
So even after I became a co-worker,
就是当我做了同工之后。
And I oftentimes want to say that, hey, although I don't have a PhD, I have something to boast to.
我常常会想说，虽然我没有博士学位，但是我也有可夸的。
But every time I wanted to say something,
那每一次我想说的时候，
the Lord stopped me.
主就阻止我。
And it is so difficult to really let go and not wanting to say the things that you are boasting of.
那是很痛苦的一件事。你很想说的事却不能说，是很痛苦的。
Our interpreter is so good, she summarized it for me. But it is true. It is a personal experience.
那是一个个人的经历。
But today we are looking at what wise master builder is saying to us.
但是我们要看今天我们要看这一个聪明的工头要向我们说。
And we just talk about what is wisdom.
我们要讲到底智慧是什么。
Because Paul dared to call himself wise master builder.
保罗胆敢叫他自己是一个聪明的工头。
Then he is not being boastful of his own accomplishments.
他并不是因着自己的成就在那里夸口。
And he is not boastful of now what he represents.
他也并不是觉得他自己好像是在代表什么人而夸口。
But in 1 Corinthians, he admonished all the saints, let him who boast in the Lord.
然后在他对哥林多的教会说，你们要夸口就当指着主夸口。
So what is this wise master builder?
这一个聪明的工头是谁？
Is that because he knows how to organize the church?
是不是因为他知道怎样来组织教会？
I think not.
我觉得不是。
Is it because he is very gifted that he could pass on a lot of gifts to other people?
是因为他有恩赐可以将恩赐分给别人吗？
I think not.
我觉得不是。
But what is he boasting about?
到底在夸什么？
He is boasting in the Lord.
他是指着主夸口。
And from this we see the definition of wisdom.
我们看见这就是智慧的意义。
If grace is a free gift from God,
如果恩典是神给我们白白的礼物，
then we must come to grasp that wisdom is to know the God who gives us grace.
那我们就知道智慧就是要我们来认识这一位赐恩的主。
If we have any ounce of wisdom,
如果我们若是有一点的智慧，
then we must recognize the reason why we are so blessed with so much gifts.
我们就要知道说这就是为什么我们这样的蒙福。
It's because God has blessed us with this gift.
因为神祝福了我们。
And in the Old Testament, we saw the definition of wisdom.
在旧约里面，我们看见智慧的意义。
And Proverbs tells us that wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
在箴言书里面讲到说，敬畏耶和华的是智慧的开端。
And wisdom must begin with the Lord.
智慧必须从主开始。
How we think of the Lord matters if we have wisdom or not.
我们有没有智慧，我们要来看。
A lot of times we just use the name of the Lord very casually.
有时候我们常常用主的名字。
And many of us, when we pray, when we talk with each other, we say Lord, Lord, Lord all the time.
我们常常呼喊主的名。
But then, Lord, the name of the Lord cannot be used casually.
但是主的名并不是随便用的。
And a lot of times when we attend our when anyone attend our English meeting,
任何人来参加我们英文组的聚会。
And we see a lot of young people that they are not taught well.
我们看见有时候年轻人
they are not taught well.
并没有很好的教育。
Not educated well, but you know, we who serve the Lord did not teach them well.
我们服侍主的人没有好好的教导他们。
And so they would just say, whenever they are excited, they say, oh my God.
当他们高兴的时候，他们就说，哦，我的天哪。
不是天哪。
我的神啊。
And then, you know, something more excited, they say, oh, Jesus.
更高兴的，他们就会说，哦，耶稣啊。
And to show you that,Perhaps you have seen some of these also.
可能你也常常会听见这样的话。
But if we have an ounce of wisdom,
如果我们有一点的智慧，
we should not take the name of the Lord in vain.
我们不能妄用主的名。
And if we really know He is the one who gives us grace,
我们真的知道他是赐恩的主。
And Paul knows.
保罗知道。
And Paul knows to build the church, you must have revelation.
保罗知道要建造教会必须有启示。
And he called himself wise master builder.
他称他自己是聪明的工头。
Because as he was called,
因为他是被神召出来的。
The Lord has commissioned him this task of building up the church.
神也给他这样的权利来建造教会。
And he said that I am according to the grace of God given to me.
保罗说我是照着神所给我的恩。
And he always recognized it's not according to what his own ability is.
他总是知道这并不是靠着他自己所能的。
But what I found Paul's wisdom is so unique from all of our own wisdom.
保罗的智慧跟我们的智慧比较是非常特别的。
Is that when I read this phrase, I lay the foundation and another is building on it.
就是我读到这句话，我立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
And as I read on this again and again.
当我不断读这句话，
And I say, what wonderful wisdom is this?
我觉得这实在是何等奇妙的智慧。
We sang the hymn, This is my Father's world.
我们刚刚唱那首诗歌，这是我天父的世界。
And we know that all that we see and all that we experience happens under the rulership of our Father Heaven, God the Father.
我们知道所有我们看见，所有我们经历的都是在神之下。
And the reason why there is this world is because of Him.
是因为有神，所以才有这一个世界。
Our God, our Father in heaven have put this earth here.
我们的天父把这个世界放在这里。
He had laid the foundation of this earth.
他也在地上有建立了根基。
How can he let people like us to build on it?
他怎么可能让我们在上面建造呢？
I used to be.An architect.
我原来是个建筑师。
I hate passing on my project to someone else.
我非常痛恨把我所做的东西交给别人。
If I started something,
如果我开始一个设计，
I want to finish it.
我要完成它。
Because a lot of times when I give it to someone else,
因为很多时候如果交给别人，
I found that they change my design.
我发现他们会把我的设计改变很多。
And I say, this ought not be.
然后我说这不是我所想的。
You don't understand my intent of this building.
你不知道我为什么这样设计。
I understand what the client wants.
我知道客户要什么。
You just take it and you change it completely.
你竟然拿去把它改变了。
That's the wisdom of man.
这是人的智慧。
But,Our God who laid the foundation in this world.
但是我们的神在这地上立好了根基。
And somehow he has chosen man to continue to build on it.
然后他拣选人来在这上面建造。
And of course not all of us recognize that privilege that God has given us.
我们常常并没有认识神所给我们这个特权。
And everyone go on his own ways.
每个人照自己各个行己意。
And they start building their own buildings here and there.
自己在上面建造自己的房屋。
And the Lord come down to see.
然后主下来一看。
And say this ought not be.
然后这不是我所要的。
So what did God do?
那神到底做，神又做什么呢？
Well, God say, wipe it out.
神说把它拆了。
And let us start again.
让我们重新来建造。
Well, this is God's wisdom.
这是神的智慧。
And he is not just doing this to play with us.
他并不是在这里随便做。
I think God is doing this in order for us to know that he wants us to build something that he wants.
神这样子做是他要让我们知道这是神要在这里建造。
And before we were saved, before we were disciples of Jesus Christ,
当我们说我们是主门徒之前
，We all have our own building that God said one day it will be destroyed.
我们都有自己所建造的房屋，而神有一天要说要被毁坏。
And so we must have the wisdom of the Lord.
我们必须有从神来的智慧。
And we say we won't want to keep building the things that is going to be destroyed.
我们不要一直建造那会被毁坏的房建筑物。
So for Christian, repentance is very important.
对基督徒来说悔改是非常重要的。
And the purpose for us to have grace is so that we can repent.
神给我们恩典就是让我们可以来悔改。
And if we repent,
如果我们悔改,
then we must come to know this living God who calls us.
我们就要认识这一位召我们出来的主。
And it was the same for Paul.
对保罗也是一样。
Paul traveled far and wide throughout Asia.
保罗在小亚细亚旅行。
And he gave the message of the Lord to all.
他把这样的信息告诉所有的人。
And wherever the people had not heard of Jesus Christ, he would go visit and preach the truth to them.
无论在哪里有人没有听过耶稣基督的，他会就去那里传福音。
And he preached the resurrected Christ.
他传那一位复活的主。
And he preached the revelation that he received from this Lord.
他传从主来的启示。
And he started establishing the foundation for all churches.
他也在那里为教会奠下根基。
But Paul is not three heads, eight arms person.
保罗并不是三头六臂的人。
Oh.
Six,
not eight. I try to be clever, but not too many wise according to the flesh. But this is the fact.So Paul understand that, you know, he is laying the foundation and he cannot just stay in one place.
保罗知道他在那里立好了根基，但他不能够停留在那里。
Someone else has to carry on the task to build on it.
必须有别人在上面建造。
And such is generations of Christians.
这对基督徒来说，一代一代都是这样。
I said last week, Paul came, Paul gone.
上个礼拜我讲到保罗来了，他又走了。
But there are many, many wise master builders follow up his footsteps.
但是在保罗之后，还有许多聪明的工头。
And they continue to lay foundations here and there.
他们一样在不同的地方建立了根基。
And we think we have a foundation here.
我们觉得我们在这里也有根基。
But then the wisdom of God did not just stop there, it passing on someone to build.
但是神的智慧并不只停在这里让别人来建造。
So if Paul were truly the wise master builder,
如果保罗真的是那一位聪明的工头,
he had to warn the people who picking up the task to build the church.
他必须警告那一些要在上面建造的人。
So therefore, it's our topic of this series of message, let each man be careful how he builds on it.
这就是我们这一系列的信息,个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
It all coming back to this one point.
就回到这一个点。
That if we say by the blood of Christ we are saved and our sins are forgiven,
如果我们说因着耶稣基督的宝血我们被救赎，
then we must come to know the one who shed the blood for all of us.
我们必须要认识这一位为我们流血的主。
Shedding blood is a process that God recognized to legitimize all of us.
流血是是主为我们所做的。
ButThere is a deeper thought in the heart of the Father.
但在父神的心里面有更深的意思。
He not only wants us to know what he did.
他不只要让我们知道他所做的。
He wants to impart in us a wisdom.
他还要让我们在他的智慧上有份。
So that we may know who he is.
然后我们就可以认识他到底是谁。
And when we obtain the wisdom of God,
当我们领受了神的智慧,
then you find out that you don't need to be careful about building.
然后我们就会发现我们并不需要那样的,那么小心的在建造上面。
And you only need to be careful about the Lord who is in you building.
我们只要留意神在我身上的建造。
Because it is the heart of Paul that he wants this wisdom to continue on in all generations.
在保罗的心中，他盼望这样的建造能够一代一代的下去。
It is not a matter of passing on the throne of a pope from one generation to the next.
这并不是像教皇把他的宝座传下来那样。
And let each pope decide what to do and in his own creed.
让下一个教皇来决定到底要怎样做。
Christianity is based on Jesus Christ himself being the king for all of us.
基督教就讲到耶稣基督是我们的君王。
Without letting him to be the Lord of our heart, there is no, church building.
如果不让他在我们的心中做王，那就没有教会。
So this is the wisdom that we want to talk about this morning.
这就是我们今天要讲的智慧。
Now, wisdom is a reality of God.
智慧是神的实际。
Which is far greater than our own reality.
比我们的实际更伟大。
The reality of God is actually more real than our own reality.
神的实际比我们的实际更真实。
What is the reality of God?
神的实际到底是什么?
That is, God recognized that is the fact, that is the reality of God.
那就是神知道说,那是神的实际。
In other words, God's fact is the reality that we want to talk about.
神的事实就是那一个实际我们所要讲的实际。
Now, we all have many of our own reality, our own facts.
我们每个人都有自己的实际。
And we know the Church of Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多的教会。
And they were all gifted people.
他们都是很有学问的。
And very talented people.
也是非常聪明的人。
And very capable people.
那非常能干的人。
But then Paul did not recognize any of this ability.
但是保罗并不要他们这一些的才干。
Paul did recognize this ability, but Paul did not say this ability is what God is looking for.
保罗知道他们的才干，但是他却说这不是神所要的。
So he said, not too many wise according to the flesh.
所以他说，按着肉体自有智慧的不多。
And the church of Corinth thought that they were pretty wise.
哥林多教会觉得他们是很有智慧的。
So we know that the reality of God and the reality of the Church of Corinth is a little bit off.
我们知道说神的实际和哥林多教会所谓的实际是差得很远。
And Paul said not many mighty, not many noble.
保罗又说有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的。
And the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are.
以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
You know, it is very difficult to meet up with God's reality.
要达到神的实际是非常难的。
In order to know who God is, you have to accept God's reality more than your own reality.
如果要认识神，就必须先接受神的实际。
And God defines our reality for us all the time.
神常常把他的实际向我们解开。
What is the reality that God wants us to all know?
神到底要我们知道什么样的实际?
Sin is the reality of man.
罪是人的实际。
Sin has to be dealt with.
罪也必须对付。
Selfishness is the reality of man.
自私是人的实际。
And it has to be dealt with.
也必须被对付。
Self-pity is the reality of man.
自怜也是人的实际。
Or pride.
骄傲。
Death is the reality of man.
死 死亡也是人的实际。
All this reality, sooner or later, we will deal with.
所有这些实际，我们都要来对付。
The Church of Corinth may not accept God's reality and say, we are not foolish, but we are pretty wise.
哥林多教会并不一定接受神的实际，他们觉得自己虽然没有智慧，确实还是很聪明的。
Then some of them would not want to read on Paul's epistle.
所以有些人并不愿意再继续读保罗的书
信。In order to read on to the message of the Lord,
我们要来读神的话。
They have to first accept this is the reality God has for them.
他们必须认识这是神为他们预备的实际。
But the purpose of God to show us this bigger reality for all mankind,
神要给我们看见那一个更大的实际。
Is to bring us to matching into his reality.
那就是要把我们带到一个地步和神的实际是能够相称。
So when God tells us that we are foolish,
当神告诉我们，我们是愚拙的。
His purpose is to give us His wisdom.
他的目的是要将他的智慧赐给我们。
So that we may know Him.
那我们就能来认识他。
If God say we are weak,
如果神说我们是软弱的。
And His purpose is to show us that He give us the power of the Lord.
目的是要让我们知道说他把他的能力赐给我们。
And if we are a base people,
如果我们是卑贱的人。
The purpose was to recognize that is so that God can bring us into His nobility.
目的是要让我们知道神可以把我们带入他的尊贵。
So when we understand it is the heart of the Lord to bring His reality to us,
我们知道神的心意是要将他的实际带给我们。
Then perhaps it is easier for us to let go our own reality.
也许那就比较容易把我们自己的实际放下。
And what is the reality of Christ?
耶稣基督的实际到底是什么？
His blood is shed, sins are forgiven.
他为我们流了宝血，罪已经被赦免了。
That's a reality in Christ.
那是在耶稣基督里的实际。
Those who come to Him and receive Him have this privilege.
所有来到他面前的都得到这样的权利。
Healing is a reality in Christ.
神的医治是在耶稣基督里的实际。
And by the mercy of the Lord, those who receive this healing knows what I'm talking about.
借着神的怜悯，所有那些得到医治的人知道我在讲什么。
Death is not the reality in Christ.
死亡不是在耶稣基督里的实际。
Or more accurately, that is only half.
更准确的说，那可能只有一半的实际。
More truly speaking, resurrection is the reality in Christ.
复活是在耶稣基督里的实际。
And so therefore we know that in order for us to recognize our own reality,
我们若是要认识自己的实际，
and we must come to know the Lord's reality.
我们必须先来认识神的实际。
And when we have these two reality in comparison,
当我们把这两个实际来做比较的时候，
then perhaps we will be wise enough to let go of our own wisdom.
也许我们会有一点智慧放下我们自己的实际。
And we say, Oh Lord, you are mighty.
我们才会说神啊，你是全能的。
Your loving kindness lasts forever.
你的慈爱 存到永远。
Because I used to have faith in something.
也许有时候我对某些事有信心。
But now I have faith in you.
但是现在我对主有信心。
I used to hope in something.
从前我对某些事有盼望。
Now I hope in you.
现在我的盼望在主里面。
I used to love a lot of things.
从前我喜欢很多事情。
Now my love is in you.
现在我在主里面爱主。
And Paul says, consider your calling.
保罗说 弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的。
And we do have the calling of the Lord on every one of us.
我们知道主对我们每一个人都有一个呼召。
And if we consider our calling,
如果我们来看神对我们的呼召，
then we must know that God's calling is for us to leave our own reality to enter into His.
我们知道神是要将我们从自己的实际中召出来，进入他的实际。
The reality of God is a marvelous fact.
神的实际是一个很奇妙的事实。
And it is more true than all the experience that we can put together.
比我们任何其他的经历都要真实。
Now, but there is a warning here.
但是在这里有一个警告。
God's reality is all encompassing.
神的实际是包括性的。
it includes everything.
包括万有的.
But our reality, when it's being brought up to God's reality,
我们的实际被带到神的实际那里.
And then we will find out that it is only a part of this bigger reality.
然后我们发现我们只不过是这一个大的实际中的一部分.
So the warning is that never use even our best spiritual experience to measure anybody else.
这个警告就是绝对不要用我们最好的经历来衡量别人.
And we can use it as a comparison.
我们可以来做比较.
But we cannot say, because I experienced the Lord this way,
但绝对不要说, 因为我这样经历主,
and therefore everybody else must experience the Lord this way.
所以别人也要这样来经历主.
It is my reality that I have experienced the Lord this way.
这是我的实际,
but let the Lord build in every one of his saints.
但是让主自己在个人里面建造.
And let each saint experience the Lord in person.
让每一个圣徒自己来经历神,
not be put into a box by our own experience.
并不是放在一个盒子里面, 好像我们所经历的里面.
Why?
为什么?
Because we don't all experience everything in the Lord.
因为我们不是所有人都经历神一切的丰富.
I can see some of us are not following what I'm saying.
好像有些人并不知道我在讲什么.
But it is very important.
但这是很重要的.
Because God has a reality.
因为神有一个实际.
And this reality is the truth in Christ.
这一个实际就是在耶稣基督里的真实.
And Christ is the magnificent man in this whole universe.
耶稣基督是在这个宇宙中伟大的一个人.
And we are to build up in the body of Christ to this full stature.
我们要在耶稣基督里面被建造起来.
And so therefore, every one of us has to be built up according to Christ and not according to someone else's experience.
所以每一个人必须照着耶稣基督被建造, 不是照着别人.
If it's by my own choice,
如果是照着我自己的选择,
I wouldn't even choose me to be a minister.
我都不会拣选我自己来做一个,
but God's wisdom is higher than my wisdom.
但神的智慧高过我的智慧.
Till today, I have no proof what I'm for.
到今天我还不知道我到底有什么用处.
So let us forget about what I'm for.
我们也不要管我到底有什么用处.
Let us pay attention to the Christ in us.
我们来看主, 在我们里面的主.
And it is Paul's words in Corinthians
1:30
says, it is by his doing you are in Christ Jesus.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神.
Calling is from the Lord.
呼召是从神来的.
To be in Christ Jesus is by the Lord.
在耶稣基督里是借着神.
No one can earn it.
没有人是, 赚来的.
And that's why last time we talked about to be saved, no one can do anything for himself.
所以上礼拜我们讲到要得救, 没有人可以为自己做什么.
And to be saved is completely the grace of the Lord.
被得救是完全是神的恩典.
And to be in Christ Jesus is also by his doing.
要得在基督耶稣里是本乎神.
So if we recognize that,
如果我们认识这个点,
then we want to draw near to the Lord.
那我们就愿意来就近神.
When my son was young,
当我儿子还小的时候,
I loved taking him to amusement park.
我很喜欢带他去公园玩.
Because somehow I thought that was happy family life that I want a piece of.
因为我觉得那是很快一个快乐的家庭生活.
And I loved seeing him get excited by seeing all these different things.
当我看到他那么高兴看到很多事物的时候, 我里面也很喜乐.
I enjoy buying him junk food.
我非常喜欢给他买, 垃圾食物.
I looked at him and then when I saw him laugh, I just so happy.
我看到他笑的时候, 我也很高兴.
But one day he was smarter than me.
但有一天他比我更聪明.
And when he was tired,
有一天他累了,
he doesn't want to play anymore.
他不想再玩了.
He turned around, he just reached up his hand.
他转过来就把他的手举起来.
And I say, wow, so early?
我说, wow, 这么早, 这么快.
And he didn't want to walk anymore.
他不想再走了.
He was too tired.
他太累了.
So I had to carry him.
所以我必须把他抱起来。
And my son was an oversized baby.
我儿子那时候是个过重的孩子。
And in the beginning it was fine.
刚开始还好。
And after a while it's pretty too heavy.
过了一阵太重了。
But why did I say he was smarter?
为什么我觉得他比我聪明呢？
Because he enjoyed his free time playing.
因为他玩的时候他非常享受。
But when he was weak,
当他累的时候
all he need to remember is return to me.
他只要记得他回到我这里。
And it is my job to carry him.
那是我要把他抱起来，这是我的工作。
So do you know it is very difficult to carry an oversized baby in Disneyland?
你知道在 Disney 乐园里面要抱一个很重的孩子是很辛苦的。
Finally, you know, we want to leave. Every one of us were tired, we want to leave.
最后我们都累了，想回家了。
But it was still a long way to my car.
然后他
It is still a long way to back to the car.
要有很长一段路才走到车。
Oh, I remember very vividly.
我记得非常清楚。
It is so dark.
那时候天很黑。
I was hungry.
我也很饿了。
But I still have to carry him.
那我还是要抱着他。
Who slept like a baby.
他在我怀里面睡着了。
And because he was my baby.
他本来就是我的孩子。
And this is how the way we should be wise.
那就是我们的智慧。
We can try to do a lot of things.
我们试着去做许多事。
But one day we will be spent.
但有一天我们发现。
We will be spent. 我们用尽了。
我们用尽了。
Then we will have to return to the Lord.
然后我们就要回到主的面前。
Let us have this confidence to come to the Father.
让我们有这样一个把握来到神的面前。
And I don't know what I did to build up my son.
我不知道我到底在我孩子身上做了什么。
But all I was there for is to make myself available to him.
我只是把我自己任何时候他都可以来找我。
I believe our heavenly Father is far more faithful than any one of the earthly fathers.
那我们天上的父比我们地上任何一个父亲都要信实。
And in the beginning, we only remember to return to him when we sin and when we are weak.
刚开始我们只是在自己软弱的时候犯罪的时候记得他。
That's okay.
那也没关系。
As long as you return to him.
只要你回到他面前。
But after a while, then we have enough wisdom.
过一阵子我们也许有够多的智慧。
Then we don't want to leave him.
然后我们就不愿意再离开他。
Because we are living in an evil time.
因为我们活在这一个悖逆的时代。
So when my son was growing up.
当我孩子长大的时候。
And I told him.
我告诉他。
When we go into a public place,
当我们到一个公开的场合
don't wander off,
不要一个人游荡
always keep me in sight,
站在常跟着我的旁边
so I can keep you in sight,
所以我就可以看着你
if I cannot see you,
如果我看不见你
I cannot protect you,
我就没办法保护你
and it took a lot of training on my son,
我训练他很久
and in the beginning,
刚开始
Because my son is a naughty boy,
我的孩子有点调皮
So every now and then he just got distracted
常常他会被很多事情打扰搅扰
And so he would just run off
然后他就一个人走了
And then when I saw him without looking at me
当我看到他并没有看见我
So I would hide myself
我就把自己藏起来
I never took my eyes off him
但是我从来不会把我的眼睛绝对不会离开他
But I make sure he did not see me
但是我会不让他看见我。
And so after a while, surprisingly, a long while,
过了很长一段时间。
Sometimes he just kept playing for like 10-15 minutes.
他就在那里玩了十几分钟。
All by himself.
就只有他一个人。
Without minding me.
也不在乎我。
So I was just kind of impatiently just looking at him from a distance.
有时候我失去耐心了。
I said, wow, if anything happened now, it's too late for you.
我想如果有事发生的话那你就太晚了。
Well, but I had to wait this one out.
但是我就一直等。
So until all of a sudden he realized, hey, where's my dad?
忽然他发现hey, 我父亲到底在哪里。
And so he looked.
他才开始寻找。
And he called.
然后他就开始呼喊。
I wouldn't answer him.
我就不回答他。
I need to teach him a lesson.
我需要教他一个功课。
And until he panicked,
直到他开始紧张了。
And he start looking,
他开始寻找了。
He start running,
他开始跑了。
And before he was almost tearing,
就在他刚要开始哭的时候。
And I ran out to him,
我才跑过去。
I did not scold at him,
我没有骂他。
I hugged him,
我只抱着他。
Because I remember this is how my God has treated me.
因为我知道这就是我天上的父也是这样对待我。
It is all relational.
这都是人跟人中间的关系。
Did he get fixed one time?
他有一天就知道了。
Did he get fixed one time?
他一次并不会知道。
No, he did not get fixed one time.
他没有被
After that experience,
过了那一次的经历
he still wandered off.
他还是一样自己跑了。
And until I think at least 10 times,
直到大概过了十次以后
then he remembered not to.
他可能就记得了。
It is not easy for us to remember coming back to the Lord.
要回到神的面前对我们来说并不容易。
Because a lot of the times we don't have this good habit.
因为很多时候我们并没有这样的习惯。
We are too young spiritually.
我们在属灵的事上太年轻了。
We are too careless spiritually.
在属灵的事上太不小心了。
And so therefore, we just gone on our ways casually.
所以常常我们就自己就跑了。
But our Father has never changed.
但是我们的父从来没有改变。
When we have abandoned him and left him,
当我们把他放在一边的时候
his eyes were still on us.
他的眼睛仍然在我们的身上。
Rest assured, no father will leave his son.
没有一个父亲会丢弃他自己的孩子。
Our God always pay attention to our growth.
我们神常常在我们一直注意我们的成长。
Our reality is our own feeling.
我们的实际只是我们自己的感觉。
Own understanding.
是我们自己的理解。
And own choice.
是我们自己的选择。
But God's reality is bigger than what we can think of.
但神的实际远远超过我们的。
And by His doing, we are in Christ Jesus.
借着他所做的我们在耶稣基督的里面
In these days, the Lord wants to build up his church.
现在神要建造他的教会
And the important thing for all of us Christians to practice is how to draw near to the Lord.
很重要的一件事就是我们要怎样来亲近神
Let us remember.
让我们记得
Yes, we enjoy drawing with the Lord.
是的我们亲近神是很享受的一件事
But we must remember that we have to put it into practice.
但是我们知道我们必须来操练
Until it becomes our habit.
直到它成为我们一个习惯
Until we fully realize that we and the Father cannot be separated.
直到我们真的认识到我们和父亲是不能够分开的
To draw near the Lord is not by reading the Bible in the morning.
来亲近神并不只是早上来读圣经
To draw near the Lord is not by praying whenever you feel like praying.
也不只是你想要祷告就祷告
To draw near the Lord is 24/7.
来亲近神是时时刻刻的
And I, at all times, I know where my son was when he was young.
每一个时刻我都知道我的孩子在哪里。
And sometimes he is very nice to me. He says, oh, daddy.
有时候他对我很好他说爸爸。
And he would come hug me and kiss me.
他就会来抱我来亲我。
And of course, every time he started something like this, I would hug him more and kiss him more.
每次他这样对我的时候我会抱他更多更多的亲他。
And that is a good enjoyment for both of us.
那是我们两个人的享受。
But sometimes he doesn't care for me.
但有时候他并不在乎我。
And because he is hurt, he is sad.
因为他里面很下沉。
So I go encourage him.
所以我就去鼓励他。
And sometimes I got hurt, I got sad.
有时候我里面很受忧伤的时候。
And he noticed and he came to comfort me.
他发现了，他就会来安慰我。
And if our children grow up like this,
如果我们的孩子是这样长大的
we know we establish our earthly father-son relationship.
我们知道我们在地上就建立了父子的关系。
But if nobody else have heard me this morning,
如果没有人听见我早上的话
my son must heard me now.
我的儿子已经现在一定听见了。
And that the important thing is not about me.
最重要的并不是因为我。
And even for him, the important thing is that he has a well-established relationship with his own heavenly father.
最重要的是他自己和他的天上的父有一个很好的关系。
No one can do this job for him.
没有人能为他做这件事。
But God is willing to do this job for him.
但是神愿意来为他做这件
事。By his doing, my son is in Christ Jesus.
借着他，我的儿子现在也在耶稣基督里面。
Paul said, who became to us wisdom.
保罗说，神又使他成为我们的智慧。
When we come back to the Lord, we have wisdom.
当我们来到神面前，我们就有智慧。
If we don't remember to draw near the Lord, we have no wisdom.
如果我们不记得来就近神，我们就没有智慧。
And how is that different?
那到底有什么不同？
What is this difference in the wisdom from God?
这个不同到 神的智慧和我们的智慧到底有什么不同？
And Paul says that this wisdom includes three things.
保罗说这样智慧包括三件事。
Righteousness, sanctification, redemption.
公义、圣洁、救赎。
And we are so thankful for some Bible scholars in the past that they figured this one out for us.
我们非常感谢一些圣经学者把这三件事告诉我们。
And becauseWhen I first read this verse of the Bible,
当我第一次读到这一节圣经的时候，
I thought wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption are separated things.
我觉得 我以为智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎是四件分开的事情。
But those who read the Bible very carefully pay attention not only to the meaning, but the punctuations.
但是那些研读神话的人他们不只是注意那一些字，他们也注意到每一个标点符号。
And they study the grammar for Greeks.
他们读希腊文的文法。
So they told us, no, actually not. This is about one thing.
他们说这不是四件事，只是一件事。
It's about wisdom.
就是讲到智慧。
When you have this wisdom,
当你有这一个智慧，
righteousness, sanctification, redemption comes with it.
当你有这个智慧，公义、圣洁、救赎就都在里面了。
It is when you have God Himself.
当你有神自己的时候，
then your faith will turn into righteousness.
那你的信心就会转变成公义。
Your hope will turn into sanctification.
你的盼望会转为圣洁。
Your love in the Lord will turn into redemption.
你在主里的爱就能转为救赎。
And Jesus Christ.The righteous who died for the unrighteous.
耶稣基督他这一位义者却为不义的而死。
By shedding his blood, our sins are forgiven.
为我们舍了他的，为我们流了他的宝血。
And so that we are now justified by faith.
今天我们因信而称义。
And what is this hope?
这是怎样的盼望？
Now let's define hope a little bit.
我们来解释一下盼望。
Hope is to reach for what more than you can grasp.
盼望就是要得到我现在所能得到的。
No. It is to reach out for. To reach out for. Say it. 去要拿。
去要拿。
More than I can grasp.
拿更多我所能够拿的。
Yeah. So what does this mean?
那到底是什么意思？
It's just like a brand new, it's like a student going to a brand new class.
就像一个学生进到一个新的教室。
And it is now given you a new lesson in this book.
给我们一个新的课本。
Now, a student can have two things in his heart.
学生可以在心中也可以有两件事。
Wow, this is too difficult. I never study any of these things.
哇，这个太难了，我从来没有读过。
I will not pass this.
我没办法通过这一堂课。
Now, what does that mean?
那是什么意思？
Means that this student is not very hopeful.
意思就是说这一个孩子没有什么盼望。
He thinks because this is more than he can grasp, he is not going to study.
他觉得这是超过他所能够得的，他没有办法读下去。
But for all the other students,
但其他的学生，
when we come before something that we have never experienced or learned,
当我们遇见一些我们从来没有遇到过的事情，
yet remain hopeful.
也许我们是有盼望的。
We are keep reaching out for more than we can grasp.
然后我们就愿意得更多的。
This is the wisdom from the Lord.
这是从主来的智慧。
Some people said this is the desire for the Lord.
这是神心中的一个渴慕。
When we draw near to the Lord by faith,
当我们在信心中来就近神，
not only we will be justified,
我们不只被称义，
but God will place the desire in us.
神也把这样一个羡慕放在我们的里面。
Yes, he will show us what we can grasp.
他会让我们看见我们可以拿什么。
But he will put a higher goal in front of us.
但他会把一个更高的目标放在我们前面。
Jesus Christ, his own son, saw the goal that lies in front of him.
耶稣基督看见那摆在前面的喜乐。
The book of Hebrews says it is the joy ahead of him.
希伯来书讲到是他 在他前面的喜乐。
Then he despised the shame.
他就轻看羞辱。
Student has to despise hard work.
学生要轻看他的功课。
And then he bear the cross.
然后他就背起他的十字架。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, remain hopeful.
耶稣基督，神的儿子，是我们的盼望。
He is our role model, our example.
他是我们的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，要建造教会。
Let us not use our own thinking.
让我们不用自己的想法。
Let us first learn to draw near to the Lord.
让我们先来亲近神。
By faith, hope in Him.
借着信心，我们有在他里面有盼望。
Ultimately, God wants this one thing.
最终神要的一件事情。
And He wants us to truly experience the reality of His redemption.
他要我们来经历他的救赎。
If we come before the Lord by faith, in hope,
如果我们在盼望中来就近神,
and then the Lord will show us how much He cares for us,
然后主就会让我们看见他怎样的关心我们,
关怀我们, and then we will know in our own reality that we are the redeemed people of Christ.
然后在我们自己的实际里面, 我们才会认识到我们是被他救赎回来的。
The Lord willing, we will talk about righteousness, sanctification, and redemption again.
如果主愿意, 我们会再讲到公义、圣洁、救赎。
And lastly, I want to conclude in this.
最后我要说的是,
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
保罗在以弗所书第一章13、14节。
And I will only ask you to pay attention to the first phrase.
我只请大家看第一句话。
He says, In him you also.
他说, 你们也在主里。
It is important to conclude this series of message in this way.
这是我想要结束我的信息在这里。
Because we remember that each man must be careful how he builds on it.
因为个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Without God's Son shedding His blood for us, no one can build anything.
若是没有神的儿子为我们流出他的宝血，没有人能够在上面建造。
But we are forgiven.
我们已经被我们的罪被赦免了。
And His blood of the cross has done three things for us.
他为我们流的宝血为我们做了三件事。
And when we come to draw near to Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
当我们来就近神的儿子耶稣基督,
then not only we will receive the effect of these three things in us,
我们不仅领受这三件事情,
but we will gain a wisdom in understanding the Lord who has given us these three things.
我们也从主得到这样的智慧来认识这三件事情。
By the blood of the cross,
借着十架的流的血,
and we are now justified and reconciled.
我们被称为义, 也与神和好。
By the blood of the cross,
借着十架的流宝血,
the Lord is sanctifying all of us in Him.
神使我们在他里面得称为义,
provided we yield ourselves to Him.
我们如果把自己交给他,
so it is important to fully enjoy this process of being wise person.
要做一个有智慧的人, 我们要来经历神。
We must learn to give ourselves to the Lord.
我们必须学习怎么样把自己交托给神。
Because that is the purpose of this third thing.
因为那就是, 第三件事的目的,
which is redemption.
就是救赎。
Redemption meaning that we are now belonging to the Lord.
救赎就是讲到我们现在是属于神的。
God cannot take a sinner
神不能够救一个罪人
without the blood of His Son.
如果没有他儿子的血。
But God saved every sinner.
但是神救万所有的罪人。
And because of His Son's blood.
因着他儿子的血。
And when all of us yield ourselves to Him and present our body as the members to righteousness,
当我们所有人把自己交托给主, 成为他身上的一部分,
the Bible says, then we become sanctified.
圣经说, 我们就被称义。
And when we are free from sin and become slaves of righteousness,
然后我们从罪中得释放,
then our life is living in a different reality.
做了神的奴仆, 我们的生命就改变。
And this life is in Christ Jesus.
这一个生命就是在主耶稣基督里的。
This is a redeemed life.
这是一个被救赎的生命。
This is a life of revelation.
是一个有启示的生命。
This is a life of redemption.
是一个救赎的生命。
It is a life of resurrection.
是一个复活的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Paul says, I lay the foundation.
保罗说, 我已经立好了根基,
and another is building on it.
有别人在上面建造。
who wants to build on it?
谁要在上面建造?
Then who must come to the Lord by faith?
谁就必须在信心中来到神的面前?
Draw near to him.
亲近他。
Not only so,
不仅这样,
but present yourselves to the Lord as his servants.
必须把自己交在主的手中做他的,
because the Lord wants to sanctify us.
因为主要来,
as we yield ourselves to the Lord,
当我把自己交在主的手中时,
then we live as a redeemed people.
我们就做一个被属的子民。
Redemption is the highest honor and glory for all the children of the Lord.
救赎是神的儿女最荣耀最高的,
境界。 And because the Lord loves us.
因为神爱我们,
this love never changes.
这一个爱永远不改变。
May we gain the wisdom of the Lord to come to him often.
但愿我们都从主领受这一个智慧来到主的面前。
Come to him whenever you remember.
你任何时候记得就来到主的面前。
Come to him whenever you are ready.
你预备好了就来到主的面前。
Come to him nevertheless.
任何时候都来到主的面前。
And the Lord is waiting for all of us.
主在等候我们每一个人。
Let us sing hymn 303.
我们再唱 303首。
The song title is say, Give of your best to the Master.
这首诗歌说, 将你最好的献给主。
And there is always this one thing that we lack.
我们常常缺少这一件事情。
Often because we lack this one thing in the Lord.
常常因为在主里面我们缺少这一件事情。
Because we have a second best taken the place.
因为我们有次要的代替了这个最好的。
The best of the Lord and the best in our lives are two different things.
在主里最好的和我们的最好是两件事。
If you want the reality of God,
如果你要得到神的实际,
we have to yield our own reality.
我们要把自己的实际交给主。
If we want to gain the best of the Lord,
如果要得到主的最好,
practice this faith once.
必须来操练这样的信心。
Give your best to the Lord.
把你的最好献于主。
The Lord is true and faithful.
主是真的, 祂是信实的。
His own son has gone through this way.
祂的儿子也这样子经过。
Everyone to be built upon this foundation must go through the same way.
每个人要在这上面建造的, 必须这样子经过。
And I speak this in the name of the Lord.
我在主里面这样说。
Let us sing this hymn again.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。